It's not unusual for new restaurants openings to attract a lot of interest. Larry Carius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. He says that remains true not just for chains, but for locally owned restaurants as well.
The three that recently opened are doing outstanding. Ann and Ken Clem, who are local people, they've wanted to open a restaurant for years. They finally decided to do it. They run the Kansas City Barbecue Society tour for several summers, and they took over the PT's Barbecue place on North Clinton Avenue. They are doing outstanding, and it's fairly close to my house, and I probably stop by just a little bit too frequently. Tony's Tacos in downtown Bloomington opened in the former 11 restaurant, which is right aside of Jazz Up Front on West Front Street. Jesus and Nora and Jerry are just doing a fabulous business. And, of course, Charlie, you will remember that this will be their second Tony's Tacos. They opened up one 3 or 4 years ago in the corner of Willow and Main in Normal, which is doing well. And a third one that opened, that for the most part is locally owned, is Hacienda Leon in the former Migs Buffet on North Hershey in Bloomington, and this place is going gangbusters. So we have three locally owned places that open, and all three of them are doing very well.
There is one that is soon to open or is under construction right now. Now, normally a Domino's Pizza would not be of great moment or interest for us, but what is a Domino's Pizza Theater store?
I won't try to say this nicely, but their theater store is apparently they've added several tables in a place, and the theater is you can watch the pizza being made. Well, when you have a pickup at Tobin's Pizza, you can see the pizza. You can see a real kitchen that's in action making pizza. And I kind of have I'm not sure how this is going to go. I'm going to be interested to see.
There's a new concept coming to town that should be opening soon, Jack Cafe. Tell us about that.
I was very surprised at this. This is going into the former dry cleaner laundromat location across Landmark Plaza from Kroger. The owner of the building, who is also going to do the restaurant, told me the laundromat will stay there, but he's putting a restaurant in the dry cleaning part of it. They've actually gutted that space, but they haven't started on the restaurant. He's bringing in what he calls a New York concept. It's only going to seat 60 or 65 people. It's going to be a nice restaurant, quote unquote. He said entrees are probably going to go around $20 each. But what the unusual part of it is, when you come in and sit down and wait for your server and they ask you for drinks, this nice restaurant is not going to have an alcohol license. So at the time when you, in my case, I would order a glass of wine, or a lot of people's case, order a cocktail or a beer, they will show you that there, I guess, is going to be a beautiful juice bar along the one wall, all freshly squeezed juices, all fresh juices. So rather than have a beer or a glass of wine or a cocktail, you will be offered a freshly squeezed juice glass. He's bringing in a chef who has worked in five-star restaurants in Florida and in New York City. And he also told me that he has a friend in New York City who is a restaurant designer. He showed me several photos of existing restaurants out in New York City. The walls and the ceilings, they were just very eclectic, very different. If the local restaurant is the same as the photos he showed me, this is going to be something different for Bloomington Normal. But the most different part of it is they will not have an alcohol license. And quite frankly, when I go out to eat at a nice restaurant, I like to have a glass of wine.
Bloomington Normal is a small enough town that there are a few chefs that attract a following. They usually tend to be upscale restaurants, but not always. Is there one that has attracted a little bit of interest by moving from somewhere to another place?
Well, the fans who have been following me over the years, they will remember that the sushi franchise or the sushi station at Fresh Market, it was one time one of the highest volume or highest sales per lineal foot throughout the Fresh Market chain. And then there's another chain out in California.
And Fresh Market now is closed, so where has that chef gone?
Well, he is now at Fresh Time. Chef Thomas, I think he was out at Fresh Market 5 to 7, 8 years. I ate his sushi. I was enjoyed Fresh Time, Chef Thomas. Really, I didn't talk to him before the store closed. And then about 2 weeks or 3 weeks after the store closed, here's Chef Thomas at Fresh Time. When I wrote about that, I did not know how popular that post was going to be. I was amazed, absolutely amazed, how popular the post was, how many times it was shared. I did not know how big of a fan following that sushi chef Thomas has.
Larry Karius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook and what people are paying attention to. More than 20,000 people actually check in on the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene from time to time. GLT continues its food-themed Sound Ideas episode in just a moment. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.